Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears, along with you here on this Getaway Friday. Truly the reason the term Getaway Friday was created. Friday, May the 26th, 2023, 17 and a half minutes past the hour, and I will be with you for the next 5 solid hours here on WGH Talk, right through 1 p.m. this afternoon. Now, why is this the weekend that Getaway Friday was truly invented for? It's because spring is my favorite season out of the four, and Memorial Day weekend, as we've talked about this week, is the official kickoff of summer. Now, summer doesn't really come until June 21st, but I have always loved Memorial Day weekend. It's a 3-day weekend. We will not be on Monday. Now, also, yesterday started my 9-day vacation. Well, I guess today actually starts my 9-day vacation from another one of my jobs. So, not only is this the official kickoff to the Memorial Day weekend, in which I will have 3 days away from doing the radio, but I will have 9 days starting today away from the other job. So, I am completely excited. You could not hurt my mood today if you tried. And I have all kinds of getaways and get-togethers and just fun stuff planned for the next 9 days. So it's going to be exciting. And hey, guess what? I get to spend the start of that here with you, my pals, the listening audience, this morning. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do giveaways and phone calls and things of that nature. Now, we got to do a little bit of housekeeping here today. This morning, I went through McDonald's, and I knew this was a good omen that things were going to be good this Memorial Day weekend. No cars in the line. As I was coming down Mount Vernon Avenue this morning, I looked over at McDonald's. I didn't see a single car. I got through that line in probably 4 minutes. Went up to the speaker, ordered my large diet soda. I was ready to go, pulled right ahead, paid for it, got it, and I was out of there in 4 minutes. I was at the studio this morning, probably by 20 or maybe 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. So, by the way, I am at the studio today, so that's the number you want to dial, 740-383-9944. And as we do each and every Memorial Day, we've got a lot of giveaways today because we want you to have a great Memorial Day weekend. And we've got a giveaway today that could really be fun for somebody who's got a 3-day weekend coming up this Memorial Day. So don't tune away. Now, something else I've got to mention here, the obituaries. Now, all week, every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, and I even made light of it yesterday, I don't think our obituary reports have been over a minute long, which is very uncharacteristic because usually they run between 3 and 5 minutes, and most of the time over 4 minutes. So I mentioned this yesterday, and I say, how odd is it that on Memorial Day weekend, the day that a lot of people will be going to the cemeteries, that we have had the least amount of obituaries this week that we probably have had ever? Well, apparently everybody died yesterday, because I looked at the obituary reports this morning, they were 4.5 minutes long. 4.5 minutes long. So I think everybody must have died yesterday. They heard that my obituary reports were a minute long, and they said, boy, we got to be there for Scott. Let's go on to our reward and give him a 4-minute obituary report, which it was this morning. How odd the way things come down. The obituary report got long, just in time for the holiday weekend. Again, I do want to mention we will not be on Monday, so tune in Monday morning. We'll have the best of Scott Spears. Boy, there's a lot of that to go around, the best of Scott Spears on Monday morning between 8 and 10. Tune in, but we will not be live on Monday morning, but we will be live tonight, so tune into the show tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. That'll be our last live show before the big holiday weekend. Now, my vacation from my other job started great last night, and it was totally unexpected, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about this. Here's what happened. I had a coupon to get a haircut, and trust me, cutting my hair is not that complicated, but I had this coupon. I think it expired today, so I knew I had to get in either yesterday or today. And today's kind of busy, so I didn't want to do it today. So I got off work last night. I was in a good mood. It was sunny. My vacation had started. And I thought, you know, I'm going to see if there's a line down at the haircut place. You know, we can do those check-ins online now. So I went to check in online, and it said zero wait time. And I thought, this is it. This is an omen. So I grab my coupon, I jump in the car, I go down, I get a haircut, had a great experience. And you can't see it, but I think I have a pretty good haircut. So as I'm leaving the haircut place, two kids run up to me in the lobby and give me a hug. And I'm thinking, well, I knew the kids. I wasn't thinking this is odd. I was thinking, how cool to run into these two kids at, what are the odds? Because it wasn't planned at the haircut place. Then I looked over and I saw that their parent, who I know very well, was getting something done to their hair. I really don't know what was getting done to the hair because my haircut is just scissors and a little trim up. But they were getting something done to their hair. So they get something done to their hair and they say, hey, do you want to go out to dinner with us? And I thought, well, I have no dinner plans. Why not? Let's go out to dinner. So we all went out. We all had dinner. It was great. And then they said, do you want to come over to the house? I said, let's go over to the house. We played baseball. We did trivia. We had a lot of laughs. I did not get home until after 10 o'clock last night. That's why I did not do any posts. So what a great unexpected start to the vacation and the holiday weekend. So I had a lot of fun, and if those people are listening this morning, I want to thank them for all the fun last night that I was able to have. What a difference a year can make. Last Memorial Day was a little, you know, not as fun as this Memorial Day is going to be. Okay, what else do I want to talk about here quickly before we get underway with our trivia this morning? Well, I've talked about this cookout on Monday, and I went through all the troubles and worries about the cookout because I haven't done it for 2 years yesterday. But here's what I've learned. Just like the caller said yesterday who called in, you know what? It's just people getting together. Everybody who I invited 2 years ago, that's the only people I invited. I just invited the same group that I invited 2 years ago. As far as I know, everybody has said they're going to come this year. I didn't invite any new people. And you know what? We're just going to have a good time on Monday, and that's how it's going to be. Got a big weekend getaway planned this weekend, which I have not, I haven't had a, you know, I don't know the last time I did a getaway, but after the show tonight, I am in getaway mode for a couple days and looking very much forward to that. You know, everybody needs that time to enjoy themselves, and I have not done one of these things in a long while, and good company is always important, and I certainly have had good company lately, last night and this weekend as well, and certainly Monday at the Memorial Day cookout. All right, something else came up because I'm not in the studio every day. We had somebody call the studio here, and I think it must have been Tuesday or Wednesday. It's a friend of Sarah, so I know Sarah's still out there listening. Sarah, we haven't heard from you in a while. Hope we hear from you today before the big Memorial Day weekend break. But a friend of Sarah's called in, Diana, and she said she had lost her dog. And she wanted us to announce her dog on the air. She was going to give me the description. She did not leave the description on the voicemail. And the two numbers that I had for her I tried to call them this morning to get the dog's description, and one went straight to voicemail, and the other said the voicemail was full. So if Diana is out there, or Sarah is out there, I hope that the dog has been found. If the dog has not been found, call me, give me the description, and we will announce that this morning. I hope that the dog has been found, because I'm guessing this call came in either Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. So hopefully Diana, her dog, has been found. Regardless, let me know. Give me an update on that. 740-383-9944. Okay. What else do we want to talk about here this morning? You know, I was driving in this morning, and I love this every single Memorial Day. I'm coming down the boulevard, and they've got flags all along the boulevard. And I know that's in representation of Memorial Day and our soldiers. And I love that because, you know, my dad was a Vietnam veteran, and he was injured in the war. Not horribly injured. I mean, he still worked all his life. But he was injured in the war, and when I come down that boulevard, and I hope when you do it this weekend, when you see those flags out there, it's so nice to know that there were people who, during wartime, made a tremendous sacrifice for us and our rights and privileges in this country. And I just love to see that. There's nothing like that on Memorial Day. So whoever puts those flags out, I imagine that's the city. I doubt that's a local thing, but it might be. I don't know if a VFW does that. But the flags on the boulevard are great because so many people travel the boulevard, and that's so nice to see. Now, we got a message yesterday that Bobby Floyd, a great musician who's Marion-born, is actually going to be in Marion on June 17th at the May Pavilion. Now, we hope people attend this event because Bobby is local. Well, he's born here. I don't think he lives here anymore. I think he's down in Columbus. But he is coming back to Marion for a concert on June the 17th at the May Pavilion. Call the Palace to get more information on that. Bobby Floyd coming back to Marion. Today at 11 o'clock, we might have a special guest. I really don't know yet. But it has something to do with our 9th anniversary coming up in June. I think June 11th is our 9th anniversary of this station. It has to do with that. And beyond that, I really can't say much more because I don't even know if it's going to happen yet. So we'll see what happens this morning here on the program. Now, other than that, the only other story I've got to talk about is the one I saw on Channel 6's website last night when I got home. That apparently the firehouse here in Marion, they found a 118-year-old, what do I want to call it? They were messing with the cornerstone of the firehouse, and I guess it's a time capsule, I guess is what you would call it. A 118-year-old time capsule. Now, what could be in this time capsule that was put in the cornerstone of the firehouse 118 years ago? I think that's kind of fascinating. Does anybody have any thoughts on that, or did you see the story on Channel 6 last night? I didn't see the story. I just saw it online when I got home last night when I was scrolling before I went to bed. I don't know. What did they say what was in there? Do you have any ideas what was in there? Give me a buzz here. Remember, I'm at the studio today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 as we kick off this big Memorial Day weekend. So the big cornerstone removed at the firehouse and found a 118-year-old time capsule. Now, what could those people 118 years ago been putting in a time capsule for us to find here in 2023. That's all interesting. Well, that's pretty much all I got here on the agenda this morning as far as things I want to talk about. Remember, again, we won't be on Monday, but we will be on tonight, 8 to 10. And I just could not be in a better mood this morning. So let's do some, because we've got some great prizes here. Again, we've got a Del Taco $10 gift card, which seems to be very popular. We've got a Del Taco beanie. We've got a Neighbor's Pizza, one large, one topping. But we've also got two passes. Now, this is something you want to do on Memorial Day weekend. We've got two passes, VIP passes, by the way, to the African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton, right next to Cedar Point. Now, these are absolutely free passes, and we're going to give two of these away today, and we're going to try to give them away early enough so you can pick them up before 1 o'clock today when we go off the air. So we've also got the two African Safari Wildlife Park passes in Port Clinton, Ohio, which is apparently is a big thing and would be a great thing to do. I think the weather's going to be nice over Memorial Day weekend. So the $10 to Del Taco, the Del Taco beanie, the Neighbor's Pizza, and the two tickets to the African Safari in Port Clinton, Ohio. Now, because of all that, let's get cracking here. I hope Diana found her dog. Sarah, I hope Diana found the dog. Let us know, or have Diana call in. Hopefully that ended. I hate to think of an animal being lost. That's a horrible, horrible situation. All right. Here we go. Let's start the Family Feud. Now, remember, you can enter as many times as you like, and we'll just have fun with this all morning and give these prizes away. Also, the Pastor Spot with Pastor... Well, I guess it's not the Pastor Spot anymore. Over the Back Fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be on 9:15 until 10 o'clock this morning. And I think we're going to talk about Memorial Day, so feel free to call in during that show as well. Okay. Category number one here. Oh, this is good. Well, let me see what the category is here. Name a type of house you never want to be in. That's an interesting category. Name a type of house you never want to be in. Now, there are eight answers for this. Eight chances to get in the competition here. Name a type of house you never want to be in. A type of house you never want to be in. 33 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a haunted house.
Haunted house, number one on the list. Hey, how's your weekend going so far?
Oh, so far good.
Are you ready for big Memorial Day? Are you having any plans this weekend?
No plans.
Well, you're here with us this morning. That's good enough.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, haunted house was number one on the list. Haunted house. All right. Name a type of house you never want to be in. A type of house you never want to be in. Again, eight answers in this category. Haunted house, of course, was number one. Now, last weekend, everybody thought that Mansfield Reformatory was haunted. I ran into a lot of people who thought they saw ghosts. I did not see any ghosts, but who's to say? Okay, seven other answers in this category. Who's got them? Name a type of house you never want to be in. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about the big house?
Ooh.
Jail.
That's where I was last weekend, over there at the reformatory.
Uh-huh.
The big house, it is on the list. Any Memorial Day plans?
Nope, just quiet weekend.
Just a nice laid-back weekend.
Yep.
Hey, nothing better than that. Hey, thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right, yes, the big house is number two on the list. Big house comes in at number two. So, we still have six other answers here to go. I know you got to wake up this morning with your brain working, thinking about these answers. Name a type of house you never want to be in. We've got the haunted house, which was number one, and the big house, which was number two. Now, isn't that interesting? Last weekend, I was in the big house, and it also turned out to be the haunted house. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like a bamboo or stick house.
No stick house on the list. No stick house on the list here today. Name a type of house that you never want to be in. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Drug House.
Drug House, number 4 on the list. You got it. Any big Memorial Day plans?
I'm just going to relax, and I bought a new smoker, so I'm going to be smoking a lot of meat and stuff.
Hey, there you go. Cookout time.
Yes, sir.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks.
Yep, thanks, Scott.
All right, we've got Judy, Mary, and Ryan in the competition here so far. Drug House was number 4, to say the most or to say the least. Go ahead, caller.
Well, it's good for touring the filming site of the Shawshank Redemption, but I wouldn't want to be in the Big House.
No, but it's a nice place. People, when I say that, people say you must be nuts, but it's really a nice place.
Yeah, I have a friend, he's passed away, but he served time there when he was a real prison.
Well, that's fascinating.
I used to work with him at one of my previous employment ventures. So is the Big House one of the answers?
Well, you know, somebody already called him. It was number 2.
Oh, okay. Haunted House is probably there, right?
That was number... It was our first answer this morning. Haunted House.
Okay, well, if you're not a... Well, I guess I tuned in late. If you're not a fan of 60s music, how about House of the Rising Sun?
No House of the Rising Sun on the list.
So, I guess no, you're familiar with that song, right?
The answers we have so far, Haunted was number 1, Big House was number 2, and Drug House was number 4. Those are the answers we have.
Okay, well, I could think of a few more, but... I got one.
All right.
How about the White House? Some people don't want to be president.
You know, the White House is not on the list.
Okay, it's like everybody wants to be president, I guess.
Well, a lot of people certainly are announcing those runs.
How about the people who don't like you, Scott? Scott Spears' house. Some people don't like you. They wouldn't want to be at your house.
Everybody must like me because it's not on the list.
Okay, well, I tried. I gave some comical answers.
All right, that works. Thanks, Adam. All right. Okay, somebody not like me? Now, how the heck could that happen? Oh, my goodness. We've got Haunted, Big, and Drug House so far. Go ahead, caller.
How about a house where somebody's been murdered?
No house where somebody's been... Can you believe Adam saying my house would be somewhere people wouldn't want to be?
Your house?
Yeah, that's what he said. Can you imagine such a thing that people would not like being at my house?
Well, no. I've got it low, so I don't hear it that loud.
Yeah. No, but no, not on the list, but keep guessing.
Well, I thought you'd invite everybody over for Memorial.
Well, sure. Yeah, why not? Now, you might not
well,
get to...
this is it. You got to give your address out.
Well, yeah. Now, we might not have enough food. You might be bring your own food, but everybody's always welcome, sure.
Yeah, at work, I would tease them. I would say, you know, like a holiday, I didn't have any place to go, you know, and kind of try to get invited to their place. And I always went to my daughter's and stuff. It was just kind of fun to do, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's always, you know, it's fun to... What I was talking about yesterday, I was talking about this cookout. I only invited the people from last year, or 2 years, because I didn't get to do it last year, 2 years ago, and they all said yes, so they must have a good time, which is good. But, you know, you only have so much food at these events, so that's why you don't really want to invite people beyond that. But if people want to drop by and bring their own food, well, then I don't mind.
Yes, I have a recipe my brother does, and he can cook about anything and can about anything, but you can put it for the slaw, the potato salad, the macaroni salad. It's the best I've ever tasted, but I don't have the recipe. You can use it for all three and stuff, but no, we'll go here because I'm from down around Jackson, Oak Hill.
Right.
And the people I know are buried down there, but the few we know here... When we go out riding, we kind of go through the cemeteries anyway, and we'll, you know, just go do that, put flowers and that. So.
Well, maybe before the morning's over, I'll give out my address, and you can just swing on by and say hello to everybody.
No.
Thanks for calling.
You'd probably be swamped that day, though. Don't do that.
Hey, thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right. 740-383-9944. A house you'd never want to be in. A house you'd never want to be in. 41 minutes past the hour here, WGH talk time. All right, go ahead, caller.
This is a colloquialism. If, like, your spouse is mad at you, you're in the doghouse.
Doghouse is number... Yes, doghouse is number 3 on the list.
That's kind of high for... I think the White House is a better answer. Would you want to be in the White House and be president?
No, I wouldn't, but a lot of people seem to want to be, so maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, if you're president, you're not allowed to drive, and then when you're no longer president, you're never allowed to drive again. How could I like to drive places. You lose all these things that we can do as Americans because of security. I mean, the security is necessary, but it's unfortunate. You almost feel like you're in the big house. So I think I'd rather be in the doghouse as long as it could fit me, you know, for a big dog, Irish wolfhound or something, rather than being in the White House. I mean, it's fun for 4 years or 8 years, and your life is so limited. You couldn't be on the radio and interview Sam Donaldson, I think, if you were the former president. So maybe the dog.
Well, I don't know. You know, I think Gary Ford used to be on the radio. He didn't have his own show, but I think he used to.
Yeah.
And there was talk of Bill Clinton having his own show at one point.
You got to have security all over you. I mean, it's a very restricted life. So, okay, well, I'm glad doghouse is there. That really isn't that good of an answer, but number three, why not, right?
Why not? Hey, thanks. All right, phone lines are open here. A house you'd never want to be in. A house you'd never want to be in. We've got haunted house, big house, dog house, and drug house. There are still four other answers on the list, a type of house you'd never want to be in. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say a house that's been condemned.
You certainly wouldn't want to be in that. No condemned house, though. Good guess. No condemned house on the list. We've got a house you'd never want to be in. A house you'd never want to be in. Haunted house, big house, dog house, drug house, and four other types of houses on the list. Is anybody going to get them? 43 minutes past the hour here, 17 minutes left to go. Kick off to Memorial Day weekend. We've got haunted, big, dog, and drug at this point. Four more houses to go, a type of house you'd never want to be in. 740-383-9944. And remember, we have got the Del Taco $10 gift card here we're going to be giving away today. The Del Taco Beanie, the Large Neighbor's Pizza, one topping, and the two tickets to the African Safari Wildlife Park over in Port Clinton. All right. Go ahead, caller.
This one's hard. How about a house that's on fire?
No house that's on fire, but you wouldn't want to be in that either, that's for sure.
Oh, I can't get this. Okay.
No house that is on fire, but certainly that would not be a place that you would want to be at any point, that is for sure. The category again here, a house you'd never want to be in. Go ahead, caller.
How about a house of ill repute?
You know, a house of ill repute. Well, I'll tell you what, that's on the list.
Say
but
more house.
What's that? What was that?
Do you want me to say whorehouse?
Well, the list is not saying. It's kind of the old-fashioned term for that.
And it's not the house of ill repute.
Think like back to old westerns. What they used to call them in westerns.
I don't remember.
Keep it. It'll come to you and call back with it. But that's what it is. All right, it's not. Yeah, you know. Whorehouse. No, you don't want to be in that type of house. But that's not how it's listed here on the list, so I really can't give it that way. I heard this term a lot in old westerns, like old John Wayne type of movies. A type of house you'd never want to be in. Haunted, big, dog, and drug so far. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know, but I'm going to say like a cat house.
That's it. Cat house. That's the old... mean the same thing as like house of ill repute, whore house?
Well, I'm going to tell you something funny. In the early 90s, there's a house out on 309 out west. It's a big house. So I put a bid on it. And so I went in work and told them, and they said, well, that's the cat house. I said, well, I didn't see any cats in that house.
Oh, no.
I didn't know what it was. I never heard of that. And I thought, well, there weren't anything scratched or anything when I looked. What are they calling that a cat house for? So that's how I do that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known it.
So did you ended up buying the house?
No, the realtor, I think, had told somebody else it was such a big house it had to have two electric things, and I just missed it. I think bidding 40, you could have probably built it for $300,000 or $400,000 now, but I was, I think they just did it like a dollar over me, and I think he knew the people, so they got the house.
Yeah, it is the cat house, but that is what we ended up starting calling it, House of Ill Repute, and of course some people do call it Whore House, but it is a cat house, isn't it?
I don't know, because down home I never heard of any kind of a house like that.
I think that's
so
what
a cat house.
I believe that's what it, and I believe I know why it's called a cat house, but there's no way I'm going to go into discussing why it's called a cat house on the air, especially when we have a preacher coming up next hour.
Oh, well, they couldn't believe I didn't know. I said, well, I never heard of that, because I just said that it probably had a lot of cats, and it was known as cat house. People had cats, and they said no, so that's how I found out about that.
I think there's a deeper meaning to that whole thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey,
so,
well,
no.
Thanks for calling. All right, cat house was the term we were looking for on the list, and there's no way I'm going to be describing that. 47 minutes past the hour here. A house you never want to be in. Haunted, big, dog, drug, and cat house are the answers that we have so far. Still three answers left on the list. A type of house you never want to be in. So far we've got Judy, Mary, Ryan in the competition here today. All right. A type of house you never want to be in. Remember, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Still three answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a birdhouse. You can't get in it, but let's just say birdhouse.
No birdhouse on the list. No birdhouse on the list here today. A type of house you would never want to be in. Haunted house was one, big house was two, dog house was three, drug house was four, cat house was seven, and there are three other answers. 5, 6, and 8 on the list here today. What are these answers? Go ahead, caller.
I got a good one.
Okay.
How about an outhouse?
Outhouse is number 8 on the list. Nobody wants to be in the outhouse.
No, that's what I grew up with. No, you don't want to be in an outhouse.
You got it. Thank you. Yes, outhouse is number 8 on our list today. A type of house you never want to be in. Haunted house, big house, dog house, drug house, cat house, outhouse. Two answers left on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember today, over the course of our 5 hours, right up to 1 o'clock this afternoon, we're going to be giving away $10 to Del Taco, a Del Taco beanie, large neighbor's pizza, one topping, and two tickets to the African Safari Wildlife Park over in Port Clinton, Ohio, right next to Cedar Point as we kick off the big Memorial Day weekend. So far, the category, houses you'd never want to be in. Haunted house, big house, dog house, drug house, cat house, outhouse. And there are still, let's see, still two answers left. 5 and number 6 on the list. What are those two answers left? My goodness. A type of house you'd never want to be in. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a flooded house.
Not a flooded house. No flooded house on the list here today. A type of house you'd never want to be in. What could that be? A type of house you'd never want to be in. Well, we've got haunted, big, dog, drug, cat, and outhouse. Still two answers left on our list here. Judy, Ryan, and Mary in the competition so far this morning here. Go ahead, caller.
Here's one of the dorkiest cerebralist answers ever. As you probably saw yesterday, I dined at Bucci's or whatever it's called for their famous buffet. And, of course, it used to be the warehouse. So if you don't like Italian food, you might not want to be at what used to be called the warehouse. So that's my answer.
The warehouse?
Right, the restaurant, which used to be the warehouse. Now it's
Yes.
If you don't like Italian food, you wouldn't want to be there. But since I do like Italian food, I did like being there.
Let's see. No warehouse on the list, but it's not a bad guess.
That's a creative essay question answer. Okay, did you want to hear my review of the warehouse, or Bucci's, or I guess it's called Bucci's? It looks kind of the same, although obviously it's been remodeled and they've added some accoutrements.
Oh, sure, why not? Go ahead.
The food's very good. I had to pound on the door when I got there 3 minutes after 11. They must not know how to tell time, but they did let me in, and I reminded them, please, to open at the scheduled time. The problem was that it got really busy. I mean, I don't know, people must take an early lunch break here. So, like, by 10 minutes after 11, the place was packed, which is good. I certainly support local business, being a local business person myself. I think it's too expensive. It's 15 and free for my drink. Of course, I had two refills. So it's not out of line, but that's usually it's not more than $20 for a buffet. So a little disappointed in that, but the food was very good. Not a big selection, but what they had was quite good. So good and bad. I think things will improve as the restaurant grows and they learn what they need to do, what they not need to do. But in general, it's a good option. Lots of free parking. So I would encourage people to go. I might try their Sunday brunch buffet sometime soon also.
All right, the Bucci's review.
Yeah, so if you don't like Italian food, you wouldn't go to the restaurant formerly known as the warehouse, which I think is a cool answer, but I didn't think it would be there. But you have to give me a point for creativity, Scott.
Well, we'll keep trying here this morning.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. All right, well, there's the review for Bucci's, which I was there opening weekend. It was fine. I had a good time there. A house you never want to be in. Haunted house, big house, dog house, drug house, cat house, outhouse. Two answers left on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Still two answers left on the list here today. Judy, Mary, and Ryan in the competition so far today for the $10 to Del Taco, the large neighbor's one-topping pizza, and the two tickets to the African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton, Ohio, right there next to Cedar Point. All right. 7 minutes left in this hour. Who else is going to get these other two answers, get in the competition here? I know these are difficult. We've got the obvious answers, but these other two answers are not too far off the beaten path, really. It's a type of house you would never want to be in. Now, we've got haunted house, big house, dog house, drug house, cat house, and outhouse. Maybe if I could speak. Two answers left to go. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say an unsafe house, like a hoarder's house, somebody that has it piled.
Nope, not an unsafe or hoarder's house.
Okay.
Not an unsafe or hoarder's house, but certainly not a bad guess. Coming up on 55 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday, WGH Talk Time. A type of house you would never want to be in. Haunted, big, dog, drug, cat, and outhouse all are on the list. Two answers left. What are those two answers? They're number 5 and number 6 on this particular list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 5 minutes left this hour. Judy, Mary, and Ryan in so far. You can enter as many times as you like, by the way. Can anybody think of two more types of houses that you would not want to be in? Two more types of houses that you would not want to be in. 740-383-9944. Haunted, big, dog, cat, an outhouse. What other types of houses are there? 740-383-9944. I know it's tough. When we get down to the final few, it's more difficult than certainly in the beginning. 740-383-9944. A type of house you would not want to be in. Haunted was very easy at number one. Big house, of course, nobody wants to be in the big house at number two. Dog house was three. Drug house was four. Cat house was seven. Outhouse was eight. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a boathouse, the ones they live on the water.
You know, it's a good guess, but no boathouse on the list.
Okay.
No boathouse on the list here today. See, I know everybody's out there scratching their head right now because we got through the early answers okay, but we're down to the final two, and when we get down to those final answers, it gets much more difficult. 3 minutes left in this hour, 740-383-9944. The category is a type of house you'd never want to be in. Now, haunted house took it easy this morning at number one, big house number two, of course, dog house number three, drug house number four, cat house from the old John Wayne movies number seven, and outhouse was number eight. But there are two answers left. What are those two answers? Number five and number six on the list. What's it? No jailhouse, but that's a good guess. I know it's tough when you get down to the final two. We're at the studio today, 740-383-9944. So far, Judy, Mary, and Ryan in the competition. That's one. Poorhouse is a good answer. No poorhouse on the list here today. Well, we're getting some answers thrown at us, but I'll tell you, it's a tough category. These are both types of houses. You hear about these types of houses quite a bit. I don't know. It's difficult. A type of house you would not want to be in, other than the haunted house, big house, dog house, drug house, cat house, and outhouse. What are the other two? 740-383-9944. And again, over the course of the morning this morning, we're going to be giving away two tickets to the African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton, Ohio, right next to Cedar Point, I believe is where that is. $10 to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie and a large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza here locally. So that is what's left on the list, but you got to get in. Now, remember, you can enter as many times as you like. We don't deter that, and we'll be giving these prizes away until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Coming up on 59 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. And again, does anybody want to get a guess in before we go to break here? We had a lot of great guesses, and we've gotten through six of them, but there are still two that we cannot come up with here. A type of house you would never want to be in. Well, maybe this person's got the correct answer coming our way. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a smokehouse.
A smokehouse. Well, no smokehouse on the list, but that's a good answer.
Okay.
No smokehouse on the list, but not a bad answer. Haunted, big, dog, drug, cat, and outhouse are the answers we have. Two left to go. Well, I'll tell you what, think on those, and we'll continue this later on this morning. We've got Over the Back Fence, the Memorial Day weekend edition with Pastor Steve and myself coming up here in about 15 minutes on WGH Talk. Don't you dare switch that dial on this Getaway Friday.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For 107-year-old viral video sensation Virginia McLaurin on meeting President and Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said now you'd be able to die happy. Why did that mean so much?
Well, you see, I'm 106, and this is my wish. Always wish that would happen. They wish I would have a part of it. And I could go to heaven and tell my Lord about it.
We can never know this, but what was it like to be told you can't eat at a certain restaurant. What was your experience with that?
Well, you know, when you're born and raised up in this environment, you didn't know any better. You didn't pay any attention. You would pass this restaurant and it say white. Then you just, oh, you can't go in there because that's white. That's for white. Then you go to the other one or go someplace there. Oh, we can go in here because it's black. And then you go in black. And a lot of white people like black people.